Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're talking about a career move that more agents are making than you might expect, leaving the suburbs behind and heading to the country. The article is called Moving from Residential to Rural Real Estate.
And when you first hear that, it does sound like a big leap. Farms, livestock, agribusiness, it feels like a completely different world.
It is different in some ways, but the article makes a really important point up front. A lot of what makes you a good residential agent actually travels with you.
That surprised me a bit. What carries across?
The fundamentals. Listing a property, building rapport with a vendor, negotiating, managing a sale through to settlement, communicating clearly under pressure. Those skills matter just as much in rural agency.
So you're not starting from scratch?
Not at all. You're bringing a proven skill set into a new market. That head start is real, and it's why the move suits experienced agents rather than someone still building their residential base.
Okay, so what actually changes? Because something has to.
The product changes completely. Instead of houses and units, you're dealing with farms, grazing land, cropping country, agribusiness, livestock. And valuing a rural property is a whole different exercise.
In what way?
You need to understand soil, water, carrying capacity, how the land will actually be used. None of that comes from a residential career. It's a body of knowledge you have to build from scratch.
What about the pace of the work? Is it similar to residential?
Rural deals tend to move more slowly, and they rely far more on long-term relationships. Country communities are tight. Business gets done with people you know and trust over years, not weeks.
So patience matters more than a fast close.
Much more. Credibility counts. You earn trust over time, and that's how deals happen.
So how do you actually make the transition? Is there a formal qualification involved?
There is. In New South Wales, you complete the Stock and Station qualification. It's a 5-unit specialist course recognized by NSW Fair Trading.
5 units? What does it actually cover?
Rural property, land, livestock, and agribusiness dealing. It adds that specialist layer on top of what you already know as a licensed agent.
And can you study while still working in residential? Because I imagine most people can't just stop earning.
That's actually one of the things the article highlights. With Archer Institute, the units are online and self-paced. So you keep working, you keep earning, and you build the rural qualification alongside your existing role. You make the switch when you're ready.
That's the practical bit that matters. No big financial gap while you're transitioning.
Exactly. You don't have to walk away from your current income to retrain.
Now, I want to ask about who actually does well in this, because I imagine it's not for everyone.
The article is pretty clear on this. The people who thrive share a few things. A genuine draw to the country, not just a romantic idea of it. Comfort with land and farming and agriculture, whether that comes from upbringing, long-standing interest, or actual experience.
And temperament plays into it too, I'd imagine.
It does. You need the temperament for slower, relationship-led deals, where trust is built over years. If you need constant fast turnover and quick wins, rural agency is probably not the right fit.
The article also mentions this can be as much a lifestyle decision as a professional one.
It does. The two go together. A lot of people make this move later in their career, and the article points to a separate piece on career changes over 40 for anyone that resonates with.
I want to ask about earnings, because people are going to want to know. Does going rural mean earning more?
The article is honest about this. Income depends on your market, the value of properties and businesses you handle, and the volume of work. Same as residential. There's no promise of a pay rise.
But there's something worth knowing there.
The article notes that specialist rural knowledge is valued in regional communities where relatively few agents hold the qualification. So in those markets, you're not one of 100, you're one of a handful.
That's a meaningful difference in a tight community.
It can be, yes.
So for anyone listening who's thinking the country is calling, what's the one thing to do next?
Have a look at the NSW Stock and Station Agents page on the Archer Institute site. The full course detail is there. And if you want to talk it through with someone, call the team on 1-800-069-273.
Real Australian-based support from enrollment to completion.
Exactly. The full article is on the Archer Institute blog with links to the Rural Qualification Guide and more. Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training. If the move to rural feels right, they can help you get there without giving up what you've already built.